I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sidcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
What's up?
Synergization.
Synergize, y'all. Synergize.
Synergy.
Wait, my pokey things are too high on my voice thing.
Gosh, dang it.
Well, no, you know, I don't think it's
Gosh,
bad. I'm not even.
It was
that close.
Terrible last time.
Oh.
It was bad. It was.
Well, you
it
didn't was, tell me, so I didn't know.
I just did.
Oh.
And then you just said I didn't after I did. I think everybody just heard what I did.
Oh, was it bad just now?
What I didn't? Huh? No, we heard the conversation. We can't hear your audio quality.
Can you hear what I'm saying? Please.
Yeah, Skype appears to know that you're speaking.
Why are I can't doing confirm with these knobbies, these little things.
Your sound is still not awesome, even when it isn't all spiky.
Well, fuck you, first of all. That's hurtful.
Uh-huh.
Secondly,
your sound is fat and gross. Sound shame you.
You don't say that, people.
You sound shamer. It's like, hey, listen to the sound that dude's car door makes when it oh, what a gaylord.
Or like the sound that your car door makes when you close it on your seatbelt. It's just
oh, yeah,
the worst sound. You're like, ugh.
I know German's got a name for that, but yeah, that you're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, the Germans probably have a good word for it. That
and sounds- then there also needs to be a word for the action of moving the seatbelt out of the way and closing the door, like the extra close. It's the extra close, Uber closing. It's the Uber closing.
That's Uber closing.
Yes, I was about to visit your party, but I had to attend to an Uber closing.
Oh, yeah, that takes
a yes, no, I was actually...
Especially
I was not at the party because, yes, I had a new minivan with an automatic doors. It was a very long Uber closing.
It's the longest Uber closing.
Yes, I was outside for a great number of time trying to pry my dog's corpse out of the door. Yes, it was unfortunate, but you know, I don't blame the engineering. I blame myself.
I blame the dog.
Yes, and mostly the dog.
Okay. So I've got the sound cord plugged in. I've got my microphone. So there's what's gain. The
boring.
0 to 10. Listen to me. What's the 0 to 10? The gain? How far up does that need to be?
I don't know. Turn it down to where the spikies aren't so big.
I don't. Is that what that is?
yeah, probably max gains.
Does this make my spikies smaller?
Like, you know,
it
like think
does.
About gains.
Yeah,
think about
know.
Gain like when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
And when you make your muscles bigger, you turn up the gain and then your muscles are like bigger just like the spikes are.
Just like the spikes.
Yeah, like it's basically like giving your audio signal steroids.
So what's the?
We'll juice you up, bro. Just jump on the machine. We'll blast it. Here, I'll jump on this one next to you. Check it out. Do it like this. Backwards. Do it the other way. No, not that. Better though.
Jason's okay, never been to a gym. He actually is not
bigger.
Sure.
Okay, and they go back home. Get out of here. You make me sick.
You make me
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, no. I'm talking, it's some theoretical gym member who showed up to my house via my Craigslist ad and then left.
Okay.
As you heard. Hey, I got equipments. You think that just because you have a staff, you're the only one who can run a gym? You think just because you have zero cats, that makes you better than me at running a gym? I think that's... downfall.
I have cats.
Yeah, I'd see exactly. I think we could make better gyms than gyms, mainly because of the cats.
Well, I bet there is a guy out there named Jim who owns a gym, and I bet he loves it. I bet he just loves it. I bet he just wakes up and just, you know, it's a knee slapper every morning.
This is Jim's gym.
But he doesn't say that. Like, he waits for people to go in and be like, oh, are you the owner? And he's like, yeah. Oh, my name's Jim. And then it's like, I mean, I'm laughing. Okay, so what's the knob that says monitor? What's that one?
That's for your headphones, probably.
What?
That's the signal you hear. So that just makes it louder to you, but nobody else.
Nobody else hears you, you idiot.
I don't know. Just deal with the dumb spikies. I'll just fix them later. I'll put some stupid filter over it.
Normal.
I'll turn the normal stupid filter up slightly. I am John Malkovich. I am extremely upset. If everybody could listen, please, and do what the words are that are out of my mouth, that are coming out of my mouth, I think we will all have a better time. Okay?
That's
thank
a good
you.
Impression.
Yeah, that's a tense John Malkovich. Excuse me. There is no sugar for my tea. I specifically asked for 2 lumps. Thank you.
That's funny because I was just picturing you talking like that all the time, like just out of nowhere. And people were like, well, has he always talked like that?
And then, did he just have a stroke? I mean, even John Malkovich doesn't always talk like that.
I know. Like just randomly start talking like that to dad, but then like in front of people, in front of dad to someone else. And then dad's like, maybe I just didn't know before. And just the look of confusion. No. That's another.
No, and then I wonder if everyone will assume if I have the brain disease or if I'm speaking so specifically to someone who does have a brain disease, who is dead. It's
no.
Like, oh, that old man, he must have Alzheimer's or something, because I'm sitting there just like speaking very directly like to a deaf person.
Oh yeah.
Hello, father.
Yeah. Yes.
What movie would you like to see? I'm bored out of my mind.
Say, how would you like to go to lunch? But say it in that voice.
Would you please like to attend a luncheon with me, Father?
Today.
Today, on this day, later on this day, if it would not be too inconvenient, please.
I don't know why I find that funny.
Maybe I should start running for office with that. That guy could probably go places.
It's really good. Yeah.
Okay, well, good to know. That's good to know.
What you could do with that, Jason? You
make money?
Make an Afghan out of...
Oh,
Mom
and terrific.
Her wacky ideas. I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her ideas are overflowing.
I'm doing keto. I'm doing keto.
First of all, she's doing amazing on keto.
So, well, I know she's doing it because she's told me like 4 times already in one text conversation. It's like just because I don't think I responded.
Oh, shoot. I didn't want to. Oh, gosh. It's so funny because before we got on, I was like, okay, I know I'm going to end up talking about keto at least 1 time. Yes, we know it's keto. Fuck you. And I was thinking of the joke where they're like, how do you know someone's doing keto? And then they're like, don't worry, they'll tell you. it's just so mom now, you know?
Yeah, no, of course she'd be all about it. And she is.
Well,
so she's
doing a great thing and it's really good for her and for dad. And she's really feeling very accomplished and I'm very proud of her.
That's great.
No, that's it. No, there's more. Speaking of keto, I actually, I just came off a 60-hour fast. I don't want to brag, but I'm going to.
A what fast? So I'm sitting here. Sorry, while you're talking, I'm listening to a man pronounce ketosis.
Oh, yeah, ketosis.
It's ketosis.
Ketosis.
So it wouldn't be keto. It would be keto.
Keto.
It would be keto. Because he's saying
ketosis.
Technically
it's ketosis. Keto.
He even says ketosis.
Ketosis.
Why are you listening to some other dumbass? I can tell you how to say it wrong.
Ketosis. But he says K-I. He's saying ketosis.
That doesn't mean he's right. It just means he put a video up.
Ketosis.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
You're right.
So he's like way one step, like one stepper ahead of you.
I gotta get a video
ketosis.
Camera.
You gotta get yourself a video channel. That's
just
what you
need.
Just
a channel just to pronounce stuff.
Basically. And then it'll be the pronunciation channel. And
pronunciation.
People will be like, well, wait, is this really the place to go? It'll be, it'll instantly discredit itself.
Oh, good one. Mm. Well, okay. So I did a 60-hour fast. So
that sounds like a pretty slow fast to me.
Stop. How did I know that's what was coming?
Well, why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you stop me if you knew it was coming?
If you knew me and if you cared.
Oh, if you're all of a sudden a psychic, why don't you do stuff about it? Why don't you do anything about it?
Why don't you do something about it?
why don't you do something about it?
Oh, goodness me. So, Sarah,
I'm being very confrontational.
Did you just make a word?
Confrontational.
You just made a word.
I think I made my life. I think I just named my
life. I'm like, you tell I that named to my mom, and she's going to be so, like, yes.
Yeah, welcome to the conference, Jason.
I didn't wake up prepared for this level of great. I just didn't.
Apparently, I should not sleep to achieve it, which is what I did. Because that's what I didn't.
When stuff like you just meshed your mouth together and then made the best thing. That's like Trevor Noah interviewed Stephen Colbert the other day and he accidentally said twending. He mixed trending and Twitter and he's like, no, actually that works. And I'm like, yeah. Sometimes
no, actually,
the messiest
it's good.
Things are the best things.
Or, yeah, twending, it's pretty good.
Twending. Oh, gosh, that's so funny. Oh,
yeah, I don't.
Jason. I can't wait till Dad gets a load of that one. It's a good one.
Oh, man, he'll have to give it up for that one. He's pretty stingy with the acceptance or the praise of puns.
Anyone, especially like, you. Yeah.
He'll go so far as like if you got a pun, he'll be like, he'll tell him your pun, and you'll. I'll just say like, I see. God damn it, Dad! I see your eyes thinking of something.
He's just sitting there, like they just
glazed over there. You didn't even take it like just to the extent that you like. You sent it straight off to the pun factory, and that's it. You didn't even, like, look, see, raw material, check. All right, send it off. It's like, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's words.
The
okay, who gives a shit? Do something funny with it.
Literally, you saying that, it all clicked. Yeah, Dad, like, the second you start talking, I'm like, there, no, come back. Dad, come back to the conversation. Like, he can't.
Every
he has
single
to just.
Fucking time. I could be telling him, Dad, my cat has cancer. His brain mowing it over. It's like, no, stop. Please. Yeah. I just need emotional support. There's something in there. I'm sorry. I can't.
Like,
I'm working on it.
He calls you just to tell you if I got it.
Can I help you, sir? Yes, you can, sir. something like that along those
call
lines.
Jason and tell him.
Oh, yeah, I got to text him about this. I finally cracked it. He's going to be thrilled. I could tell he seemed bummed about something earlier. This will really cheer him up. I've never heard that level of asphyxiation.
I can't breathe. Oh my god. You just nailed this. I'm like actually crying. Oh my god.
Yeah. We've surpassed LOL to LI. Laughing inward.
Gosh, that is so funny.
Certain point, the laughter just puckers in on itself.
Hurt and I'm actually crying. Oh, Lord Jesus in heaven. It's what we grew up with, you know?
Yeah, no, like, it hits close to home.
It's our life. And then Dad is just so funny, and his puns are They're next level. He's just so good with words, and he thinks so quickly. And it, but yeah. then, like, you realize, like, my husband already does puns. Like, I think we've talked about it on here before. Like, he's just so quick. And I'm like, what the heck? I married someone just like my dad. And then now Everett's doing it. So it's, like, generational. It's like...
Yeah. And from my perspective, it's like if dad was, like, a celebrated hammer thrower or something like that. It's like, oh, look at that. It's a great hammer thrower. But then these days, you know, it's like... It's more just about the statues of him.
Yeah.
And then every now and then someone will be like, hey, pose with this hammer. Here. Pick it. And, you know, he picks it up. He gives it a few twirls, but then he can't really, you know, throw it. But people see, he's throwing it.
They get it.
Very far before in his life. And then I come up and I'm like the next generation hammer thrower.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I throw the hammer, like, and I'm like, even with dad's old record, and I'm like on my way to proven who I am, and then it's like, that's not really that good. Here, watch this, son. Check out this hammer.
No, it is. And it's like, that's a craft. Like, you know, your parents still got it. You know what I mean? It's like some parents are good at other stuff, you know, like hammer throwing or whatever.
And it would be, you know, it's just for example, specific example.
Our dad grew up. He's a lawyer. He uses words and he reads all the time and he's, you know, all this stuff. And so to him, that he keeps his mind sharp and his sharp.
But the point I'm making, I was saying just from the young hammer thrower's perspective.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that, or I guess I didn't, I lost my train of thought.
About generational. Yeah.
Well, just that. It's, you know, there's a certain time when it's like, oh, hey, next generation of hammer thrower. Let's let's do that. But I feel like I never get any credit. Dad's standards are too high is what I'm saying. He's a former hammer thrower. But, you know, it's like, father, look at me. I am your son. I exist. Father.
Father.
This is your... Confrontation.
You just sounded like Cookie Monster.
Yes. No. I would like the cookies. Father.
Father.
Give to me the cookies.
I'm not.
You think you got problems?
Don't make me laugh anymore. Yeah. I can't. I think I'm out of them. I can't.
Yeah. Well.
We have to end it now. Because Katrina can't do it. Goodness
it's
me.
Super concentrated. I'm going to start a new category at Sipcast. It's going to be like, get past the crappy audio adjustment bit. Whoa. And then it's like doing heroin.
Yeah, it really kicks into gear, like right at the, you know, like 6 minute mark. You just got to get through them talking about knobs.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of hot knob talk. I mean, the knobs are hot.
Hot knobs.
There's only so much you can do with that.
Well...
I'm
sure you're going to have terrible audio anyway. So, I mean, I think it's better. I don't have a ton of background noise, so.
The worse, the better, as they say.
They say that. They say it too much, honestly.
Yeah. No, the stupid thing about noise in the background is air makes sound, which is dumb. And so
that's what I was trying to figure out because I like
to start recording in space.
Okay. I'm going to add a note about that.
Do you have a vacuum? Okay, climb inside of it.
In space. Okay. Mm. Got it. Click.
Just jump on Donald Trump's Space Force. I'm sure that they're launching a rocket soon.
Yeah, most likely. It's like super important. Okay, hold on. Let's not get into Grumpy Trumpy just yet. I got to finish talking about my fast because we didn't praise me enough. So.
since this is the slowest fast ever for sure.
Okay, first of all, Sarah already had the stuff. And then she's like, we're going to do it. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, we're doing it this weekend. I'm like, oh.
Wait, you need stuff for a fast? I thought a fast was getting, like, moving stuff away from you.
Yeah,
what do you need for a fast?
You would think that. You would.
I need extra. I need special. I need my fast socks. I can't do this without my special socks.
My special socks. Well, it's a keto fast, and so you basically are taking these like drinks that have pure ketones. So you're basically kicking your body into ketosis and requiring your body to understand that it now runs on fat instead of sugar.
Are we sure that ketosis isn't turning into bath salts? It's just going to be like, oh yeah, no, take some keto, bro. It'll totally put you into ketosis, like,
well,
with tripping balls all night.
That would explain a lot that happened over the last 60 hours.
Yeah, I did invent three new colors. Thank you.
I did. I actually took the first picture of the black hole. Thank you. I was successful. I didn't cheat at all. I didn't eat anything, but she and I both the same day had a dream that we cheated. Like, I forget what she said she ate, but in my dream, I ate kettle corn and I was super pissed at myself. I'm like, you can't fucking do this for 60 hours. Like, you can't even do that. Like, just don't eat anything, Katrina. And then I woke up mad and then I was like, oh, wait, I didn't actually do it. Oh my gosh, I'm awesome. And then I went back to feeling awesome again. Well, it was very successful. We actually went to the gym twice while eating nothing. And it was amazing, the kind of energy you have. It was really cool. It was more like just to know that I could do it because I was already in ketosis before I started. And the reason I know that now is because I have a breath analyzer that tells me if I'm in ketosis.
And you can't drive your car unless you're in ketosis?
Yeah, that's right. It like, well, my ordered. Car won't start. Yeah.
Judge. Yeah, like, I'm sorry, you're able to attach this to your vehicle.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Like, every time I do it, I'm like, wait, am I an alcoholic? But then I remember it's for keto. Like, it's not an alcohol breathalyzer. But
it really like sounds it. Like you're doing hardcore drugs. I would say that. I mean, you have children. I feel like setting an example comes in many levels and certainly just a pattern of behavior, we'll say, mm-hmm. You know, an indoctrination, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. I'm just gonna say that. I'm just gonna say what I just said.
Opinion. I didn't ask, but whatever. Anyway.
No one ever does. What I'm gonna do with all this extra opinion? Well, I was supposed to keep it.
You know what? You keep it.
I got a surplus.
Hey, that's literally Roscoe in a nutshell. I've got a surplus of opinions, and guess what?
Got a whole
I
bunch don't of have surplus.
My filter has it grown in
well,
yet.
Well, and he can probably relate to this. This is my Twitter profile explanation thing. I don't have outward emotions.
Sometimes you have words and sometimes you don't.
I don't have outward emotions. My inward emotions are just so strong that sometimes they go all the way through and shoot out the other side.
Like kind of like a Care Bear? Like a Care Bear stare?
Yeah, I guess. Aren't those? There wasn't one of those gay.
I thought they all were.
Oh, my mistake. Okay, well then one of them was gay, right? Am I not wrong? Okay.
Of all of them are gay. Well, when you do a Care Bear stare, like they get like this energy and like rainbow, like out of their power circle and whatever. So it sounds like that's what you mean about you.
Nah, feels more.
Does it come out of your back?
It depends. That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm gonna say a bunch of words that aren't an answer to that question.
Thank you.
While I know. Try to think of something else to shift the subject to.
Wait, that was your inner dialogue out loud. Nice.
No, that's my politician.
Mm-hmm. I know. That. You're the worst.
Yeah. That's why I'm not one.
Yeah, we're way too honest to be politicians. Maybe our filters are broken too. Well, no, I'm getting really good about keeping my mouth shut. But the second somebody asks, I'm like, here we go.
My filter's not broken. It's just clogged now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, just, you know, a few decades of traffic. And I'm like, all right, well, that's enough. I'm going to stop changing the filter because it seems to work better when it's clogged.
Yeah, guys, you did it. I figured it out. It's okay. It's like, no entertainment today.
It's like, nope, I get it. Words, most of them dumb. Okay, check. I checked the box. I checked it. I went ahead several years. I checked all the boxes.
Yeah, I went ahead. Don't y'all worry now.
That's my new thing at work. is when people ask me if I want to take a run, I'll usually say something like, yes, of course I will. You know, if I had a time machine, I would take all the runs after the fact. I would go back. I would take the runs out of your baby hands and I would take those deliveries. You people, stop asking me these insane, stop acting insane around me.
Well,
give me the deliveries.
Just give me the pizza.
Just hand over the pizza boxes. I will take them.
Like, literally, just don't talk anymore. Just hand me the pizza.
Just you with the words.
And then put the address, and then just, honestly, just don't talk to me.
And people think I'm joking. If I could be some sort of pizza-delivering Time Lord, I would be. If there was money in that. Like, if there was a reason for me to deliver pizza across dimensions, I would do that. I'd be good at it. Because, you know, it sounds like fun. I like to have it.
Yeah.
And I'd do that.
Yeah, I think you could do really well with that. Yeah.
No, I've been pontificating with folks at the Domino's there about the why a lot. I think there's an overlap of people who don't agree, people who don't necessarily agree with authority, and people who also have a competitive spirit. I think that Venn diagram has been proven to be, for the most part, 90 to 100% overlap. People, pay attention. It's getting here insistent. I think that, you know, like when they ask us to do stuff at work, when they ask the drivers to do extra stuff, I'm like, don't you know I have this job because I have a problem with authority? Why do you keep why do you test me? Why do you torture us so?
Oh my God, it literally sounds like I'm talking. One, yeah. First of all, that
if you would just leave me the hell alone.
Hey, that explanation in and of itself is perfect. Yes. Uh-huh. And you literally just sound like grown up Roscoe right now. Like, I swear on my absolute life, this is hilarious. I'm just
maybe I do flash have a time forward. Machine.
I'm like, this is so funny to me. This is,
yeah.
One, you're perfectly explaining yourself. And
I could lay it all out. I feel like I was trying to behave in a way that you might figure it out, but here's a pamphlet.
Okay. So now we're getting into some really good material here, because what if you have people like that with personalities like that, and you just carry pamphlets around so that when you start to get the look from someone, when they're experiencing you, you just hand them the pamphlet, and then they're soothed, and they're like, oh, okay, it wasn't me. You know, cause I think that's a great idea, because
The One story. Like, I need to revamp the whole Jesus, the One Matrix into my own pamphlet. You know, bookies, people relate to parables. So, I need to find some jasification for.
Stop it. I'm writing this down. I just want to see how it's spelled.
Yeah, for why I would be handing persons, you know, someone some literature.
Literatures.
I would, you know, because I've been handed pamphlets. There was a, remember?
Yeah, one you didn't even want. I don't want this. And now I Spanish, gotta go recycle it. This is a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah, no, a guy handed me a very intense pamphlet about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a lot of stuff about, all that, and then he handed it to me and said, read it. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't very self-explanatory. I don't know if you know, kind sir.
Do you know I don't have a reference point for this pamphlet?
It really was. It was a deep dive, too. Like, I'm pretty sure there were, like, bloody thorns and stuff in it. Yeah, I don't think these people realize how intense that is. Like, hey, buddy, I'm eating a candy bar. Please take your death fetish elsewhere.
I still don't get this pamphlet, but thank you. Gosh.
Thank you. Is this Saw? Did they make it into a comic? What the hell? Why are you guys murdering the, like,
what
go to the part.
What did person ever do? What?
With I the don't... sheep. That seems unnecessary. I feel like, I imagine, no offense, you know, I feel like we agree that there's a certain... at least publicly large swath of Christians who are just not acting very Christ-like, y'all,
is a large swath, and I swear, if I could get my swath spray, I would just get at them.
I just imagine, a Seattle hipster named, like, Jesse or something, like, Jesse Cross.
Yeah.
His name is Jesse Cross. And he's got the long hair, and you know, he's a good 6'2", strapping young man, but he's going to volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's carrying a very, his bike, his bike is a flat tire, and it like, it catches on some cinder block or something. So he's dragging his bike on his shoulder. Jesse Cross is by, he's through Pioneer Square, Seattle.
Yep.
And then like, and, but I for what, some reason he's caught the ire of some local soccer moms, some local Christian soccer group. Uh-huh. And they begin, pelting him with scorching hot Starbucks and also the cups, scorching hot Starbucks cups, because they're empty now, but they're still hot. They really retain heat well.
Now they do.
Yeah, as he's dragging his bicycle, his velocipede to the soup line, they're chastising him and torturing him.
Mm-hmm.
The Passion of the Cross. I don't know. It's not a good name, but that's his name because it's a spinoff.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways we could go with that. Yeah, and that's exciting material.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rife.
No, we get what you mean. My goodness. We're not here recording for idiots. One of us aren't.
I thought this was five by four idiots by idiots. Phoebe, how do you pronounce that word?
Which one?
Those words. Keto? Kitty? Cat.
Cow pasture. Okay. What are you trying to say?
Ptosis.
Cowtown?
Cowtown?
Wi-Fi.
Well, I believe that there are a lot of people out there that are trying to get the good word out in a not good way. And
they're getting the good word out in a bad way.
It's just in a bad way. And
well, I don't know how you could be like they're just
obviously. Can't find you.
I'm speaking. I'm not even speaking in tongues. I'm speaking in throats.
So did you ever?
I call this burpiting.
Stop! That makes me want to stop.
The burpeteers.
Don't.
Jim Henson's professional fleet of burpeteers.
That's not
piloting.
Gonna, no one's going to pick it up. Nope.
Piloting the burpaloons.
Okay, shoot. Okay, that got better. Okay.
Yeah, would you like another burpaloon for your burpaloon?
If you add bees to anything, it really is not like bees. If you add the letter B,
the
to
color
stuff,
purple.
Oh gosh, it just makes stuff funnier.
Oh sure, why not?
It's just,
would you like some more burples and the burpleness?
Well, Anthony is eating blueberries the other day, and obviously here we call them
blueberries. So
we're like, hey, how many blueberries do you want? We just think it's hilarious, and we laugh. But the other day, Anthony goes. He goes, I'm going to sit here and eat my double Bs.
That's nice. Hey, that's pretty good. That segues nicely into me not being allowed to call them bloobs at farmers markets.
Why can't you?
Oh, yes, I don't know. It just doesn't sound right. I think I said it in concert with some other words, like, it's your cukes and bloobs, or I don't know. So I like cukes and zooks. There's that.
Oh, gosh, that is.
But yeah, no, I can't say like, hey, would you check out these bloobs?
Maybe it's different if a guy says it, I guess. But it's not like people.
Well, and I'm honking my chest when I say it. Maybe I should stop doing that. I'm like air honking. And sometimes I'll actually air honk women too. And maybe that's especially. Maybe that's the, it's like, hey, lady, nice bloobs. Honk. And then, like, maybe that's when I step over the line.
Like, you put your hands up and you're just like, hey, you guys got any bloobs?
Huge bloobs.
Hey, nice bloobies.
Bloobs.
Well, I think bees, like I said, on anything, it's just, it makes a lot. Just go home and try it.
Hey, are you on Bloober? Yeah, no, hit me up on Bloober later.
Bloober. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm just bloobering.
It
should be. You know, they got Uber and Twitter and another thing. It's a Bloober. Yep.
Just like that.
It's all the things mixed together.
Well, there's a couple things in the past week or so that I like, I was like, you know, that'd be so funny if there's another company, but instead they called it this. And I can't remember any of them, so it makes this point completely irrelevant. But the main point...
Oh, glad you brought it up.
No, the main point is that there's so many good things that you could do that's the exact same business, and you just change the name a little bit. And I just want to do that just to make someone mad. Because I'm not doing anything wrong. There's no infringement. I changed it 10%, you know? But that's just so funny to me. Like, we talk, Aunt and I, with the kids, we make funny jokes, you know, throughout our travels. Like, someone should make another restaurant just like that and just change the name a little. We think that would just be so funny. So hopefully someday someone does that. I just love it.
Yeah, whatever that is. What's smarter to do is to do something that's so legally close to an entity that they just buy your idea out, even though it's stupid.
Yes. Yeah. We're hoping for that. Like, you get amusement and money.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate. Is you get you meet you go viral as I think they say who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is. I don't know who they that. But yeah, you go viral, and then you get paid. I think that's how it works on the internet. I haven't done either.
Ever. It's amazing to me some of the videos that like are funny and I find entertaining, and it seems like so uninteresting in its concept, but it's so entertaining, or you really enjoy it. And then you look down and it's like 17 million. You're like, but I just heard about it. How is it already trending? Like, I want to know sooner. Like, I would,
yeah, you know? Nobody knows how the internet works. No, I don't think our brains can handle it. Like, we're still catching up to, like, when news gets reported, it's like, how big is that? Is it fake at all? Is it really even a thing? Did someone just make it up? It could be 100% real or negative 100% real. It's impossible to tell because
internet. And then you have to just go back to your life and pretend that none of it happened because you don't know now. And there are no answers ever again. Just
chase it like a car you didn't put the parking brake on down a hill. You're like,
and then you just stop, put your hands down, and then you look back because you know you have a security camera that caught
eventually
off.
Yeah, eventually you just start running the other way away from the crime. It's like there's no salvaging this. I'm just gonna run the other way.
I'm gonna go that way.
Yeah,
you're like, this seems like more trouble, so I'm not gonna stay.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't, that car is currently not in my proximity, so I hardly see how it's my car. It's over there.
It's all hearsay.
It's more their say, I would say. Mm-hmm. I was alone say on at that time say.
Headed to my quinceañera. Well,
yeah.
I
my quinceañera.
Quinceañera ass. Well, I don't understand. Speaking of media and making shit up, how is this person still our president again?
Because of nonsense, crazy fest that.
They're releasing the Mueller report. Mueller.
Well, they might actually finally release it, but they had the press conference this morning. And all I can hear, all I can tell from Twitter is that it was what we expected. It seems very shady. So now everyone's basically saying, like, we got to hear this from Mueller. And I think that's the takeaway. That was the takeaway before this morning. Everyone was pretty much calling. It's like, no matter what Barr says, I don't trust him because he's been acting shady.
I like how it filtered through him, and they have to have a lot of time. Like, it's not suspicious at all. Like, they're over there, like, shredding papers and burning stuff, and they're yeah, Thursday.
And it's after Trump. Okay, it's like simulcasting is that, and Trump also saying that it exonerates him, and then also saying that they've got a counter report to rebut the report. So it's like three different just opposite narratives all coming from the same place. And it's like, yeah, this is why we guys got to read the report, because nothing you guys are saying makes sense as usual.
Well, I mean, but that's been the whole tactic during the campaign plus the presidency is just confusion. You got to do is make a mess and confuse people. And then they go back and they hug their guns and hold their beer.
Well, like,
that's not a stereotype.
Well, here's some stuff that's coming out of this report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting these actions to elements of an obstruction offense. Rosenstein said, basically, and concluded that evidence is not sufficient, which that last part, I don't know what the hell, but my response, that was a publication, a tweet there from a news correspondent. My response was, which 10 of the thousands of public tweets is he referring to? Because 10 episodes involving the president in regards to obstruction of justice, he literally, I would say he probably tweeted stuff that was obstruction-y at least 1,000 times. At least hundreds.
Hey, but I think he might have breached the kind of matter. Okay, we got to keep it small.
And then they talk about, okay, for certain, Russia did hack and Trump did use some hacked material. But the question is, was Trump involved in releasing and getting and was he involved in the hacking? And then I'm like, there's a video of him on TV asking Russia to hack Hillary, and then they do within 24 hours. How is that a question? It is public.
Yeah, you can't believe people anymore, and you can't believe videos. It's also confusing.
You can't believe reality much anymore.
It's not so much, guys. Come on.
We can't share a reality. That's insane. How could you share a single reality? Everybody has their own.
Hey, it's just all in how you view it. Okay. It's all in how you structure it in your mind or restructure it that way it fits into your tiny mind, you know?
Yeah, I like to put these nice rose-colored glasses over mine. Just, I like to see it through there.
I'm just going to put these on.
I'm just going to put these right on there.
I think they fit real nice on my face.
They make my face look slimmer.
Yeah. Oh, Penny was telling me, she works at an eye doctor office, and she was telling me that now they have transition lens contacts.
Weird.
Yeah, that's what I said, and that's what she said, and she tried it on. She said it was wild. And then she's like, then she took it out and then went outside.
This is like bungee jumping. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So extreme. That sounds just intense. It sounds like a party in your eyeball.
I know. That way, like, people, they can't judge you when they first see you. But then when they get closer, they're like, why are your eyes getting weird?
Like, your pupils are very
darkening.
Dilated.
Yeah. Yeah. Make you look like you've, like, been taken over by, like, a dark spirit.
You better not be holding out on me, bro. You've been acting funny. Got any pills? Make with the pills.
Take your pills. Well, I think what's funny about this whole mishmash of a government.
If that's what we're calling it.
Whatever it is. It's just funny to me that people in support at all, like, they're basically saying, hey, let's talk about this tiny thing. And we're like, well, yeah, but like the big picture speaks for itself. And they're like, okay, but let's talk about this little thing. And then people get stuck on it. And then they talk back and forth and then argue like, you don't have proof. Show me where. And it's just like the fact that he won't hand over his tax returns. The fact that like there's plenty of people, like the fact that I paid more in taxes than Amazon or Netflix or Trump, you know what I just like, those are facts. Like, he won't tell you, he won't show you, and everyone's like, well, we got to protect him because protecting him is protecting ourselves, because we don't want to put our information out there either. We don't want you guys to know that we're completely profiting off of you. Like, the fact that Amazon literally does use the U.S. mail system and they don't have to pay for, like, it's beyond me that everyone's just like, let's profit real quick before this jackal gets himself kicked out of office. Like, it's just how much you can stuff in your pockets until it's over.
Yeah, and that's all the Trump presidency is. It's a smash and grab.
But the fact that people think that they're for you is beyond, like, everything is there. You have to shut off a part of your brain to go, no, he's here for us.
This is the whole point of social democracy. Like, that's why they smash those two words together, because
right,
it's what we have. But with some limits on capitalism so that we don't reach this crazy ass state where these human companies don't serve humans' best interests anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Like, this is my analogy I came up with, I think, or that's slowly crystallizing or astrogliding, I would say, maybe into
ass. Mm-hmm.
Well, precisely because the analogy that I would
good one
that I would apply would be if socialism is a couple of gay lords, and I mean that in the most insulting sense.
Good.
Just a couple of gay lords playing just like a one-on-one soccer. Uh-huh. And so just a couple of like flaming gays playing some soccer, some European. It's like the most European football.
Yeah, dips ever. Out. Just futsal. Smacking each other. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, the gay is really gay, but I mean, like, they're really playing the shit out of some soccer, too. They're hella European. Like, it's possibly more European than it is gay, which, you know, it's just a magnifier, really.
Wow.
So, that's socialism. It's watching a couple of just the most European gay dudes ever playing soccer, and it's like, wow, that's overt. And so, capitalism would be I would say if Satan Samsonite. Okay. So it's like Satan and Saddam Hussein and Satan God. Again and then Dr. Seuss all mixed
and
together.
And Hillary.
Because he just talks in rhymes.
Yeah.
Anyway, just, you know, like the most horrible with the W person being, you can imagine, butt-fucking the person who's in this scenario, who's watching the gay lords. yeah. Dry anal butt fucking this person. That's capitalism.
My, okay. That's
excuse me. Don't. I'm trying to astroglide this metaphor in into submission.
We definitely need a lubricant for the story. Yes.
Yes. Well, at first maybe. But yeah, that's capitalism. Okay. So that's
that
you know
very
that's
clear. Thank you.
That's very queer. I agree. That's super gay. I agree with the words that you brought about, that you summoned. So no, people are perfectly happy to be like, hey, look at those, look how gay those guys are. They're so gay. They're playing socialism. Bunch of fairies.
And then, you know,
meanwhile, they're being butt fucked by Satan, AKA capitalism.
They use bad words and they are rude and they are super judgy.
Yeah,
but they don't even judge Judy. They can't turn the background, look at themselves.
There's no mirrors in this analogy.
You can't have mirrors. You can't.
Yeah, no self-reflection.
So what do you think our government needs, Jason?
Regulation?
Oh, I think we need regulation on our guns, too.
Y'all need to get regular.
They're trying to take your guns. Don't let them take our guns. That's what they're trying to do, babe. Well, you see what they say on television? They're going to take them.
I mean, I would say how stupid do you have to be, but they've proven it time and time again. Because how stupid do you have to be to honestly believe that Democrats want open borders, want to take your guns, hate cows, like all the stupid shit they say about.
They actually say it and then like they're like, oh, okay.
yeah, like it's just like they just completely exaggerate to insane cartoon levels the other sides. And then their side's just like, yep, that's what they think. And
it does feel cartoonish because it's like, again, it goes back to the thing. It's like, well, Hillary, no, I'm not talking about Hillary. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm not talking about anyone. We're just looking at the facts set before you. It is too easy to get guns. Too freaking easy. That's it.
Yeah.
End of story. Like,
and it's a team effort. I know that y'all hate socialism, but this is another one of those team efforts where we kind of all have to get on the same page because that's the issue. Is
no, it's easier to make money when your people are divided. Yes, and they're confused.
Well, no, it's easier to divide it, but I mean, just specifically in Indiana, it's easier to make money when one state's laws are strict and yours aren't, because now you got a bunch of people buying all the guns from you. You're like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
So it's basically the opposite of marijuana legalization, where new laws create a great new economy where illegalization was there. We got this black market that is super legal because guns are awesome in America, but it's like, no, that's a weird dark market where guns are being transported over state lines to states where they have laws, but they can't enforce them because they're not selling the guns there. They're just being shot there. And then you have Republicans coming through being like, look, the laws don't work. It's like, yeah, your shitty laws don't work. It's fucking up everyone else's laws. Well, fix your laws.
It's almost too easy to get people distracted, too. Like, all they have to do is if there's a little bit of heat being applied in their direction, all they have to do is dangle something else over here.
Like we talked about,
like the keys, like, ooh, over here.
Well, think about this. All people, like, people live to be distracted because most of us, when we're not doing something, we're thinking about our own mortality. So, like, basically life is just not remembering that. It's thinking about macrame or just Pinterest or like just tweeting.
First of all, don't you even bring up Pinterest. Don't.
That is life.
Wow. Sorry. I didn't mean to get so mad. I'm sorry. That really lit
fire. Sorry, your pupils just turned really dark there for a second. I don't know what happened.
That's because I have transition lenses and I'm indoors.
My eyeballs are trans. Okay. My vision is trans. Mm-hmm. My vision is transitioning right now. Mm-hmm. Please don't speak to me like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have a new, so we toured the boys' new high school for next year just to kind of get like a layout, and they're doing a lot of new renovations and changes, and they're going to change the layout of classrooms. So the nice thing is when the boys start next year, they're going to have, it's going to be basically new for everyone because everything's being redone, but they have a really cool, they have a new bathroom system, not all of the bathrooms, but they're installing a new bathroom that's like in the middle of two hallways, like a pass through. There's no doors to get in. You can see straight into the sinks. Obviously there will be doors on the stalls, but anyone can go in there. And I was like, hey, that's a really interesting sidestep to get around controversy. That's really smart. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, whatever. Like, obviously, again, the stalls are closed but you can see in or out, like just whatever. And mom was just like, she went on the tour. I'm going to have to wrap my mind around that. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I don't know.
I mean, it's not the only bathrooms. So if you want to go in there, whatever. But that means you can't be in there.
If you want to, do drugs or make out with your girlfriend, go in there, I guess. But, you know, whatever.
But you can see through. There's no doors to get in or out.
Yeah, but there's doors on the stalls. As you clearly demonstrated, it sounds like trouble because I've had in the last 2 weeks, they're trying to cause. In the last 2 weeks, I've had like multiple conversations telling people high school is basically trying to keep teenagers from having sex.
Yeah.
Well, stop trying to teach them stuff and just basically put them on leashes and like a teenager's version of distracting themselves from mortality is distracting themselves from doing it. So let's do that.
I know.
Let's not make unisex bathrooms with hookup zones.
No. Oh, my gosh. Jason, you know what? Like, you are
Is there a photo booth with a lock on it in there? I bet there is. I bet they're like, this is a great idea, guys. Make it. Just put like, you know, a 7-minute timer on it just for no reason at all.
See if they accept. I think that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, we got the sorry, I teach. I can't make it to class. I got 5 more minutes in heaven with my babes. You know, I'll be out of the unisex bathroom in a sec.
God, that's so funny, though. It really is. It's just like, hey, I've been thinking a lot. I'm a teenager. I've been thinking a lot about death, and it's getting me real scared. You want to go have sex?
A guy would say that, but he would have been thinking about having sex. And he's like, oh yeah, no, I was thinking about something like cool, like death or like, I was looking at a picture of the ocean and I thought like, whoa, what's that like?
it's really just keeping them from having, that is so funny. That's a big distillation of like, and it's not wrong at all. It's actually
no, because they're all just exploding all over the place. And then we're like, hey, check out trigonometry. And it's like, what does this have to do with boners? I have no idea what you're saying to me. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. It's like, it's just taking the most potent and unfocused and crazy frenzied energy in the human kingdom and trying to get it to do math problems.
Gosh, that's so funny and true.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
We need to make biscuits. Hey, get over here and get turned on. Come on.
All you want to do is run at top speed, as far as you can go, as fast as you can, and ride straight into the sunset. But there's three history chapters you have to read on the Byzantine era, and you better have it read by the end of class.
Hey, sit down, after read. After school, don't go half that. I need you to
do not.
I know you've
got problems. I know you've got a hot 16-year-old girlfriend that in like, you know, you'll never be able to have sex with again because this is the only time you're going to be young. But shut, just do study the Byzantine hermaphrodites. The hermaphrodites of Byzantine. Study them. Read about them.
For a second, I thought you said hermaphrodites, like math. Like, I thought you were combining two dumb things. And I was like, was that's stupid.
It was hermaphrodites.
But then you didn't, so it
they
got
do
there.
Math. In any event, it seems counterintuitive to me. I'm no educator. I'm definitely
Thank
the opposite
God.
Of an educator.
Thank goodness me.
I'm a special educator. Special.
Oh, Lord. That is just so good. I just don't think I'm ever going to forget that.
Like,
I think that is so good.
If I was a doctor, I would be the guy who's there to break the bones so that they could be reset. Because that would be a hard job to fuck up, I feel like. That would be the hardest job to fuck up out of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm good at demo.
Yeah.
I can do demo. I've done some contract work. I've done some concrete. Yeah, I could break bones apart. No problem.
Yeah, you are. You're the person who comes in like, Jason Smash.
I come from a long line of hammer throwers, so this should be a cinch.
This should be a cinch. I'm not as good as my dad, but...
No, what does this look like? About a 3-cincher? Yeah, I'll cinch the hammer up. I'll get it ready. Yeah, cinch the hammer.
That's not bad.
It's
look
pretty
at
good.
You've got a nice voice.
I got myself a catchphrase. I'm going to start yelling that from my balcony every morning. Switch the hammer! And just.
Yeah.
Father! I and can then, throw two!
Like, and actually, like, look like you're wielding something,
Ooh.
But there's nothing. But
oh.
Someone's like.
I could be like one of those Koopa guys and actually throw hammers from the balcony and jump up and down.
Yeah, kind of like Wreck-It Ralph. You are like Wreck-It Ralph. You can wreck stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it'll be fun. Sounds like it'll be fun. I like, you can move your cars. They don't have to be parked there, okay? I don't know why you're freaking out.
You know I live here.
Yeah, you knew I live here. I mean, I know I just spontaneously started doing this, but you saw me doing it.
You thought
you didn't
I
stop
would
me.
Today? I don't.
Yeah. No, 5-second rule. If no one tells me to stop doing it in the first 5 seconds, I just keep doing it.
To me, that equals permission.
Like, excuse me, sir, we have surpassed the feedback window. I'm sorry. There was a time period when this sort of behavior was acceptable, and now you're being inappropriate. Please step away from my hammers.
Because you're naked in the middle of Kroger.
No, oh, yeah, by then, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Something having to do with the hammer on a string. I was tricked into. I was very. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me hundreds more times. I'm still not going to take the blame for that. That's still your fault.
No, that's still on you. I'm so
sorry.
Yeah,
that's why I was fooled so many times. I'm unable to self reflect. I have a problem.
You should name your penis the hammer. Then you can like have a hammer
at all times.
Yeah, I got my hammer on me.
There's an app for that. I feel like there's an app for everything.
It doesn't have to be like an actual name. Like, who nicknames their parts anyway? I think you should always name your car. But people that nickname, unless it's like a funny name, that I guess that would be pretty funny. Like, you can name each butt cheek.
Oh,
like because maybe they're different. Maybe they're not always like in concurrence. They don't like.
There's Flappy and Squeaky.
Flappy and Squeaky.
Yep.
Goodness me. Do you think farts sound different based on how big your butt is because it takes longer for the sound to get out?
I think farts sound different based on how aggressive the air is. I think that there's different
like the
air.
Velocity of the air.
Yeah, it's like air energy.
Air energy. Yeah.
Energy air.
Oh, you sound good over there. Because I just
Doing
think
good.
Sometimes some of the funniest farts come Like, Kinsley's had some funny farts. Well, she's got a bigger butt. And I'm like, well, wait, would my farts be funnier if my butt was bigger?
No, I think the best farts don't even, you know, involve butt cheeks. That's true. You know, it goes straight to the core. Like, sometimes...
It just gets out. Like,
sometimes it's just perfect. Like, because I'll have ones where it's like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then it's just like the lamest thing ever. And you shit yourself a little. And you're like, oh, God. It was such a build. I had such high hopes for that. Yeah. This is going to be the highlight of my day. Now I'm just an adult in my 30s who shit himself again. God, I really wish I wasn't at work right now.
Damn it.
No, but then there's sometimes there's those ones that surprise you where you're just like, well, this is going to be average. And then it's like a Hollywood fart. You're like, oh yes. Man, it's like, why did I not like, it's like one of those farts where you're like, honestly, if I had recorded that, I could have sold that. That would have been like a Foley fart. And that would have, like, I could have built a career on that.
Too hard because we've literally talked about this as a family.
There are some
good ones where you're like, where was the recording microphone?
Yeah. And there are sound effects that literally have, like, I don't know why. Like, there's the giggling. There is a fart sound that's used over and over again. There's a giggling children sound effect. There's a few that you'll hear everywhere. And yeah. I'm like, I think it's because they're free that they keep getting used and they're still good. But it's like they're so overtly like everybody, whether subliminally or not, or bliminally, I guess, you've memorized them. We all know them. When I hear them, there's a door creak that I discovered 5 or 6 years ago. That I started using. That I hear all the time. Like, it's a very distinct door creak that you can hear it in Halloween commercials, radio spots.
The Thriller at the very beginning or at the end or whatever. I forget.
I don't know. I have to re-listen to it. I've never been triggered during the Thriller. During the Thriller video. So I'm not sure. I cannot concur.
Got it.
I cannot concur.
Well, those are some of my favorite things. Or when you watch like behind the scenes and how they make, there's two ladies. We watched it at the beginning of a movie that we watched recently, and that's what they do. Their whole job is finding sounds. Oh, it was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And they showed the background, because obviously it's animation. They showed what it would be without sound and all the things that they produce and how they get these sounds. And it is so, so cool. Like, just figuring out how they make sounds. I love it.
More what it exposes is how smart, dumb our brains are. Like, how...
Yes.
How fast our brains are at tricking us into thinking that we're smart when it's really just a bunch of dumb crap.
Yeah, they said that in the middle of it. They're like, this is what your brain does. If you put this sound in, and they would do it, and you're like, yeah, that's not right. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, basically the Doppler effect or whatever, that thing where like the sounds get crunched up, sound waves get crunched up, and our ears are like, oh, it's higher pitch now. No, you're like physics and your brain are just so retardedly simple, but it's just like it's like the same way a computer works. It's a bunch of on and off switches. It's like the stupidest thing ever, but when you do it millions of times, it becomes interesting.
It's a little bit like, I don't want to think about that.
It's like one paint. It's like a painting. Ah, cool. Like what? 7 brush strokes. Yawn, snore, and then you come back like 7 hours later. You're like, oh, okay. Well, now you got some.
Well, I appreciate my brain very much. And then when I think about what all can go wrong and what I'm just like, go back to laying down.
Yeah, that's why sleep is so enticing. It's just like, if I could just...
Sleep really is so enticing. I thought I was going to go back to sleep today. And I was like, shoot, I'm supposed to record with Jason.
Okay.
Oh, fuck not.
Yeah, speaking of which, we should stop doing that. This is a stupid long episode now. It's got to... Welcome to Dumbville, population over an hour.
Us too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shut it down then. Jeez.
Oh, I forgot how to do this. It's been a while. Let's see here. Scrounge around for it. Let's find it. I got nothing. 3, 2, 1. Yes!